All right, welcome to Tag Magazine. This is Blaine Crellin, and I'm here with, at the Star Hotel in South Melbourne. Oh, no, it used to be the Star Hotel. It's changed to the Market. And we're in the Market for some tequila mockingbirds this evening. Sorry about that.
But no,
they're
good.
Three nice gorgeous weekend. Girls and hardcore rock and roll is the game, yeah?
That's right.
Josie, Jessie, and Estelle.
Something like that.
Not necessarily in that order.
That's all good.
So who's the kingpin, lead?
That would be you.
Depends what you mean by lead.
Yeah.
I have guitar leads.
Lead bass.
Lead guitar.
All right.
Lead singer.
We're each leaders of our own section.
That's good. And you all play together.
Yeah. We do, yeah.
Yeah, occasionally. Which is always good. So bass and drums are always, you know, that's the rhythm section, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's us.
Yep.
Yeah. Jess and I, and then Sally on the old rhythm and lead and vocals.
Yeah.
So what's your axe of choice?
I have a Dean Z Series Explorer.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the triangulated
one,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's very geometric.
Oh, cool. Well, you guys definitely pump it out, I must say.
Thank you.
So, Adelaide and both you guys are both from Melbourne. So,
I'm from England once upon a time.
Oh, that's what the accent's about, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. Yeah. I was just practicing before we go over there.
Yeah.
Good
idea.
Yeah. So, I'm from England once upon a time.
So, which part of England are you from?
I'm from near London.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's that accent.
You're from London.
I'm from near London.
It's not the Brixton accent. Is it the Sorrento accent? Or is it around that side or is it the other side?
It's from actually outside of London.
It's a Melbourne accent.
In England, like, the accents change so much half an hour up the road.
Yeah.
So I'm half an hour from London, so to be honest, it's kind of not really London at all. But Buckinghamshire is where I'm from originally.
Oh, yeah? Nice one. Yeah.
So
and I hear you guys are heading that way shortly, via the Middle East.
No.
Well,
what's the story?
That is our stopover.
You guys tell that story. You're about to leave Melbourne, leave your jobs, pack up your houses, and you're out of here.
It was my last day today. That's why I was late.
Awesome.
Running around saying goodbye to everyone.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah, this time next week, we will have landed in the UK.
Cool.
So, yeah, we leave next Tuesday. We'll just, flying Etihad, stopping over in Abu Dhabi just for an hour or so, and then
she gets some advertising on the page alongside it.
Yeah, she gave us some free luggage, really.
Yeah,
please.
Are you just taking axes and boat drums and
clothes?
Yeah, depends what fits in the suitcase.
We've got one-way tickets, so we're trying to get as much in as we can. Yeah. So still got a lot of stuff. We've got pedal boards, all of that to take too. So.
Yeah. Ah.
We were going to ship it all, but then we realised it's like $500 a box. So,
unaccompanied luggage, I think that's called, isn't it, these days?
Like that. Yeah, that's it.
Ooh.
Dangerous.
So how did you get that gig and what made you want to go? Or did you have, you've got a goal in, maybe you've got a plan set out of how you're playing or where you're playing or where you'd like to be?
We have a few short-term goals, a few long-term goals. I mean, it's always been an idea to go there because obviously Josie's a resident.
Yeah.
But it's a really happening country for the kind of music that we play, and they've been really receptive. So we let out our first single over in the UK, and it got picked up by radio station Planet Rock. So that was really, really exciting. On top of that, just before that, we got a slot on a few festivals in Wales. So we're playing Hard Rock Hell and Planet Rock Stock. So we were going over there anyway.
Is that I Smell Rock and Roll?
That's the one.
Yeah.
Done your research.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Funny, I need to remember one or two, didn't I? There is another one that that you covered, the Ramones song.
Yeah, Somebody put something in my drink.
Yeah.
So,
it's always a bit of a worry. Have you ever had that happen to you?
Possibly.
Yeah, I've had it happen a few times too. You complain, but.
I've had people put spit in my drink.
Ew.
Oh, yucky.
So the plan for the UK initially, I think, we're doing the Aussie Wrecking Crew tour with Massive and the Black Aces. So we've got just over a month touring the whole of Europe. Well, Germany, Sweden.
Denmark. Norway.
Yeah.
Holland.
Yeah.
UK.
Yeah. So that's the first
Austria?
2 months. After that, we've got the two festivals and we've got a stack of shows across the UK as well, and we're filling that up. So between here, basically from Tuesday to December, we're fully chockers with gigs across the UK and Europe, and then from there on our plan is to kind of, we're hopefully going to look at labels, management, anywhere else across the globe that will have us that we can get to. So yeah, it's all in now.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
So I heard a story on the radio the other day about this American musician who did his one album for his label and then produced another one like the day after. The label's album produced, you know, he would have made 150 grand perhaps out of it, and the one that he produced on his own made him millions.
Wow.
So, you know, labels can be good and bad, but you know.
Well, that's it. We wouldn't mind talking to him at least.
Yeah. We've been talking to a few and we just haven't seen anything quite. You know, we paid to record our album up front, so we're kind of our own record label in a way. We own 100% of everything.
Yeah,
so,
fantastic.
You know, we're really proud of the album, and if we can find a label that is going to help us get it out to more people and help us take that next step to get to that next level, we're all for it. But we don't want to just go and sign everything away that we've worked so hard for. Because, you know, there's some amazing people in the music industry who've helped us out a lot. Unfortunately, there's also some people who are just out to kind of make a quick buck off anyone and everyone. So
yeah, I call them fins on backs.
There are a few sharks out there. So we just got to kind of, you know, people can get very excited by the prospect of a record label. And if we wanted a record label by now, we could have had one. But we're just, you know, we're just taking our time because we've got a few options available to us and we don't want to rush into something that we then kind of regret later.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit like a relationship, isn't it?
Kind of, yeah.
We want to play the field.
Oh, lovely.
Just Tinder dating at the moment.
Yeah, well, keep it up. I'm SoundCloud. Does SoundCloud work for you?
Yeah, we've got SoundCloud. All the whole album is on SoundCloud.
Yep.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, cool.
I mean, does that sort of thing gain traction for your music?
I think SoundCloud.
Not really. No, we're more, because Spotify's kind of more where we get our fans from. Like, the album's not actually out over there yet.
Yeah.
Outside of Australia and New Zealand, you can only listen to the singles. You can't actually get the album, because the whole point is we're going to go over there and hopefully make a bit of a stir, and then if the label's interested, at least they've got the opportunity to put out the album over there for us.
Make some noise. And you guys really pack it. That's pack a punch when it's like
Yeah.
Wow on stage.
Yeah.
We're crammed in offices.
We're too loud
day,
for ourselves sometimes. Yeah. I'm actually getting earplugs. I'm actually looking forward to them arriving.
I use the wax ones.
I'm getting some molded ones.
I'm just getting earwax. Put it in my ears.
Yeah, wake it up.
Yeah.
The organic budget.
Organic. Homemade. I'll start a business.
Lovely. So, yeah, no Middle East thing. Well, I don't know where I read that.
That was last year.
Oh, the Middle East, was it? We went there last year.
Sorry, I didn't look at the date. Got a date. Yeah, well, that was last year. Sorry, you missed it. Got a new one coming up.
Yeah.
We're going to explore Europe.
That's the one.
Yep. So, do you speak any other languages other than the Anglais?
Yes, so French and Spanish.
Oh, that's good.
So Josie speaks German, a little bit of smattering of German, smattering of French.
That's generous.
Jess has been doing French lessons on Duolingo.
Yeah.
We're all still trying to learn English, so we'll see.
Yeah. Right. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That was a dead end road, wasn't it? So, why? I know, you know, why. No boys in the band. How did you end up with girls? Were there other boys? Were there other members of the band, or is it always been the three of us?
To be fair, it just kind of happened that we had music that me and Jess kind of started writing before Josie came into the picture, and it was just she was the best drummer that I knew at the time. So it was more just a matter of finding the best musicians that we knew that wanted to play the music that we all want to play.
Yeah.
And the whole gender thing was just kind of a nice little cherry on top, but it was very secondary in the process of forming the band. It's worked, you know, to our advantage. It works for and against us in certain situations, but you just kind of keep going with what you've got.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, having the right team is, you know, 100%. Half the battle, isn't it?
Yeah, sticking together is the biggest thing. I mean, we started about 4 years ago, and I was just packing up the house the other day, looking at flyers I've kept from my very first gigs, and the number of bands that we played with and the number that are still together, you know.
Scary.
It's mad. It's almost like you don't need to be the best band in the world, you just need to last the longest, because there have been some amazing bands that we've played alongside with, but you don't get anywhere by breaking up, so.
Yeah. So who was the best, who was the most, I mean, who did you enjoy playing up front for the best? Oh, do we have a list?
Oh,
there could be a one.
The Deep End, Rabbit Zulu.
Yeah, they were great.
who have a song about the gun thing, that gun song.
Fresh out of bullets.
That was a great song, and now it's never to be heard again. Maybe, I don't know.
We should cover it.
Well, if it's going in the never to be heard again basket and you love it so much, then hey.
Yeah. We'll bring that one back.
Yeah. Who is it? It's a bunch.
Yeah,
it's nice. Cooper Street.
They were great. Who else did we play with? So, you know, some of them have lasted, and it's great to still be playing gigs with people, you know, who were around at the very beginning, but, you know.
How long has it been going on, by the way?
Nearly four years, guys.
4 years is Tequila Mockingbird. Yeah.
Coming up to our anniversary.
Yeah.
I know.
Halloween. Oh, Halloween.
It's
cool.
It's anniversary day.
Excellent.
All right. Are you going to be playing that night?
Probably.
Yeah, we should
If we're not, we'll be trick-or-treating.
Yeah. Yeah. Romantic dinner ring.
In costume.
Lovely.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
We love to have band dinners.
Yeah, that's kind of, we're big on food in this band.
Yes, good idea.
Yeah.
Drug of choice.
Fuels the energy required.
So on tour, how do you eat?
A lot.
Does anything get your hands on, or are you specific diets, or you know?
We're not diets.
We're trying to be healthy because
this is a new thing for us.
We are trying to be healthy because it's very easy on the road to just eat McDonald's for every single meal.
Washing it down with a bottle of bourbon and things.
Yeah. It's cheap and it's quick, but I think you know that's okay when you're doing the odd gig at a weekend, no problem. But when you're gigging day in day out, and you can't live off that stuff.
Bloody good practice though.
We've practiced kind of over the past few months. Every weekend we've been in a different state touring the album, so we've done a bit of practice and then obviously working in between. So we're actually really looking forward to just kind of band being the only thing we've got to worry about, getting to gigs and you know not having to get up and go for work, so maybe we can get up and go for a jog in the morning.
Eat a
salad or two.
Yeah, go shopping for something
cook.
A bit healthier.
It'd be nice to cook.
Enjoy. Have time to cook.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Oh, how rock star are we? Can't wait to get cooking on the road.
Just want to get home to have a bloody home cooked meal.
Can't wait to go for a jog.
Oh, the risotto.
The risotto.
With the chicken stock.
Yes.
And the folding in of the rice very slowly. Yes.
I'm actually looking forward
stirring.
To. In Europe, a lot of the venues actually put on meals for you. So that will be lovely.
That is not cooking.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see different people. Like, I know that sounds weird, but like we've been playing shows in Melbourne for 4 years now, and even interstate. When we first used to go interstate, we're like, wow, it was super awesome. And now, like, now even that's like, it's not uneventful, but you know it already, and you know the people there. Like, we know our fans in each state now. I'm really looking forward to like meeting completely fresh new people, seeing all the bands in Europe that we've not seen before.
We've been kicking around, and you know we know the bands most of the bands in Melbourne quite well, so I'm really looking forward to discovering our new favourite bands.
There's so many Australian bands over in Europe at the moment. Yeah, still going to be with all
I end up just hanging out with them.
Yeah, cool.
I want to see the difference in the scene as well.
Yeah,
like, you can tell the difference in scenes between states in Australia. Like Perth is the most helpful music scene ever.
Oh my god!
They must have a code of musicians where they will go way above and beyond to help other musicians. It's really good.
Yeah,
but, I think it's because not many bands from here go over there. So when they do, they kind of try and make it as lovely and easy as possible for the bands that do.
So how do you reckon the music scene is in Melbourne? Like there was times there when you know it just petered out, and now what's it like out there in Melbourne?
Depends what you mean by petering out, because literally still from Monday to Sunday there is someone playing somewhere, and that's always been a thing in Melbourne, which is great about the city. The other thing is though, like every other musician from every state is flocking to Melbourne, chasing after this rock star capital kind of label.
Oh, good.
So you've got all of the best kind of competing in this really small pool. It works really well because you can meet a lot of people, you create a lot of friends, but it's also like, you know, it can get a bit like, I really need to fight for this gig now. I need to make sure an audience is coming to my gig because there's like five great gigs on the same night.
Yeah.
So it's almost too good sometimes.
You've got your rent-a-crowd that comes in.
We need a rent-a-crowd,
Well, a lot of the people who like our band like a lot of the bands that we play with too, so if we have to kind of coordinate when you're doing your launch, we'll do it on a different night.
Because you don't want to like split it too much.
Yeah.
That, you know, I think that's a good problem to have though in a city. If there's too many good gigs on.
Or do it all together and have everyone come.
We should. That's what we're doing Saturday.
Yeah, that's it. We've got seven bands on the bill because we're like, Yeah, we wanted it to be the ultimate leaving party, so
yeah.
We invited every single band that, you know, all our
that we could
best friends and we've been playing with, because we just want it to be a big party.
Yeah, so that's at the Mimo, isn't it?
That is at the Mimo on Saturday night.
I love
night.
The Mimo. Leticia, I think the band manager.
Oh, yeah, I think it is. Yeah. So we're looking forward to that.
All right.
Yeah.
So what time does that start? What time do you guys go on?
6 o'clock. We're on later.
Like,
but get
we're
there at
on
six.
At 11.
Saturday night at the Mimo, yep, Ackland
Saturday.
Street RSL.
Correct.
Yeah. Right. Actually, St Kilda RSL on Ackland.
Correct.
Is Ackland Street still dug up?
No.
I think it's back together now.
Yeah,
it was,
that's good.
It was dug up for a little. Is it?
I'm sure it's back up.
I'm not sure.
Right. Hope so.
Nice one.
If not, just wear gumboots.
Bring your hard hat.
And your hard hat.
Anything that I've missed or you'd like to add? Or?
Well, we'll give a shout out to the bands on the bill with us. So we've got the Mercy Kills, the Dark Horses, Sisters Doll, Busy Kingdom, Blaze, and the Dead Amigos. And they are legit our favourite bands in Melbourne, I reckon. So,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah.
There's going to be a night.
We thought, you know, we'd ask everyone, see who says yes and put a lineup together, and they all said yes. So we're like, all right, that's it. We bring our booker.
Sorted.
Hey, Aaron, how early can we start this gig? And he's like, 6. I'm like, okay, perfect. We can squeeze them all on. So.
And you're all set.
Yeah.
I reckon.
And you fly out next week.
That's it.
Yeah.
Fly
out next week.
Mm-hmm. Just got to pack up our houses, sell our remaining own.
On that note too, we've got a little merch sale, 50% off everything.
25%.
25% off everything. If you buy 2 items, you get 25%
off. You can always go in between. It's negotiable.
Totally.
Always
depends
negotiate.
Depends who you're asking.
Someone says, it's 50. You say, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You don't have to say anything more than that. It's 50%
of
50.
Yeah. So, okay, yeah, I'm fine. So,
exactly right.
Also,
so get your merch cheap while you can.
So we've got a load of merch over here, and we just want to kind of free up a bit of cash, because we've got to buy a van as soon as we get to England. So,
also not take it with us. If we don't take it with us, you know, what are we going to do with it?
Also spread the love.
Yeah,
that too.
Yeah,
right.
That,
well, I guess it depends what the merch is, really, doesn't it?
T-shirts.
That's cool.
Clothes and shoes.
We put a lot of love into
perfume.
Our merch, honestly.
Perfume.
We sit there out, like, late nights going, what would be cool for merch? We've got shot glasses, perfume, hats,
hoodies,
and like good hoodies.
Socks.
Too.
Yeah.
We have got socks.
Socks.
We have, and you know how like Bond socks have bonds on the bottom?
Uh-huh.
Ours has T-birds on the bottom.
Right.
Very practical.
I didn't even know that.
Raise the brow, but they're very practical.
It's not like a day of the week on the bottom of the
socks.
T-birds and they're odd socks, intentionally odd socks.
Right, well there's always one that wanders off somewhere.
Exactly. So,
now you don't have to stress about that problem.
They're very
awesome.
Good socks too.
Odd socks.
So I'm not sure whether we do we need an address for the merch sale, or is it going
to
be at the Mimo on Saturday night?
There will be merch for sale.
Yeah, and it's on. If you go to artistfirst.com.au, you'll find our merch.
We could just bring a rack down there, hang a few clothes up there, and put a few price swing tags
on
them.
We'll do that.
Price tags, and you never know.
Yeah.
Some of you may.
Nice.
And a little box and.
Yeah.
Lol. As if anyone's going to put any money in that. Well, I like that one. So,
one can only go.
We've been very lucky. Yeah. We did a Possible campaign recently and people were super, super generous.
Big thanks to everyone.
Yeah, thank you.
You're really, really helping us eat. So, thank you.
Oh, a Possible.
And survive.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, that's going to buy
Possible.
The van when we get over there.
Oh, awesome.
And get around.
That's
so.
Really
oh,
good.
That's fantastic.
Mm. Yeah.
It's always good when that works.
Yeah.
It's
nearly $8,000 that we raised through that. So that's a really, really good help for our tour.
Yeah, cool. Right. So I guess we probably should wrap it then.
Yep,
sure.
Cool.
So you guys have got to go and do the thing tonight.
Band practice.
Thank you, Jesse, Estelle, and Josie.
Got it!
Three gorgeous girls from Tequila Mockingbird.
That's the word.
Blaine Krellen, Direct Times, and Tag out.
Beautiful.